Hi, I'm Stephanie Strange. Want to hear something scary?
Brujos of Chile. In honor of Hispanic Heritage Month, we're bringing you this chilling tale from Chile. It's very easy for someone to get lured into a cult. The secrecy can be appealing. And who doesn't want to feel like they belong to something bigger? But sometimes, you might be there for a more nefarious reason. Isadora was obsessed with her university class. Learning about the Chiole Islands in Chile, she was fascinated with the lore about a cult of male witches, or brujos, that resided deep in the caves. She whispered to her classmate Luis, "Aren't you from Chiole Islands?" He nodded. Isadora was giddy with excitement. After class, she took him out for coffee to learn more about his hometown. He described it as a magical place. There was a dark fog that took over the quiet forest. It could cover you to make you feel invisible, as if you had been swallowed up by nature. The island was extremely remote with a reputation of being dangerous. Therefore, there weren't even any tours one could take of the area. Wanting to know more about the unusual group of men, the cult called La Recta Provincia, or Righteous Province, Isadora started hanging out with Luis as much as possible. It seemed the only way to get more information about the place. The two became close, and soon a romance developed. Isadora was invited to travel back home with Luis for fall break. She was excited to see the island with her new boyfriend. The island was even more remote than Luis described. When they finally arrived, Isadora was overwhelmed and an eerie feeling ran through her bones. She saw this constant mist as he walked her through the small towns, pointing out old wooden buildings. Isadora pressed him to see the caves of the Brujos. She didn't travel all this way to wimp out. Luis wanted to make sure it was what Isadora really wanted. He told her there was no going back. She burst out in laughter. She loved how Luis was playing along, trying to make the experience creepy and unforgettable, especially since it was almost spooky season. Finally, Luis agreed to bring her to the caves. They walked for hours deep into the forest. Just as Isadora stopped for a breather, she looked up and let out a cry of shock. Standing before her in front of a cave was a mutilated, deformed, human-like creature. Luis warned Isadora to stay calm. They slowly walked past the creature. Its head followed them, turning 180 degrees on its body. Isadora clasped her hands over her mouth to try to stop her screams as Luis led her past. Luis explained that the creature was actually called a Invuche, and when it was in its infancy, a male child was abducted from a neighboring town. Then the creature was brought to the town's deformer to have its hands, arms, and leg joints separated and rearranged in gut-wrenching positions. His neck was stretched and twisted so it could turn its head to see everything. Its right leg was removed, then sewn into a new position on its side to make it come over its back like a scorpion's tail, thus creating the most ghastly creature imaginable. It then stands guard of the cave for the cult members. Monstrosity was still looking at them as they walked deeper into the cave. In a full panic, Isadora begged to go back. She didn't expect to see anything real. She thought it would be fun. How could she have imagined any of this was true? As Isadora began to cry, Luis turned on the flashlight of his cell phone, illuminating the cave. They were surrounded by male witches. Isadora turned to run and was immediately grabbed by a gnarly-looking witch. She cried for help, but when she looked at Luis, she saw something she never had before, a hint of evil and a sadistic smile. "And you thought our Invuche was scary," he mocked. Her heart sank when she realized he would be of no assistance. Her body went limp as she was dragged further into the cave by the group of men. Outnumbered and overpowered, Isadora didn't even fight when the strangers tied her up to a stake. She shook in fear as Louise reappeared by her side and began to ask her questions. Did she remember what they learned in class? What did the Brujos have to do to become initiated members of the cult? She racked her brain and tried to remember what she learned in class. One of the steps of initiation was the pledges had to spend 15 nights straight in the freezing cold waters of the Trigon River. It was to wash away the effects of Christian baptism. Next, they must murder a loved one as a sacrifice to Satan in exchange for their loved one's death. The devil would give him the powers of the Brujo. That was how one became part of the cult. Luis admitted he had already spent 15 nights in freezing cold water. He had only one task left. As he approached Isadora with a hunting knife, he thanked her. He said he couldn't have done this without her love. As he held a knife to her throat, she looked into his eyes, pleading. She asked why. It's simple. You were the only one I knew who was obsessed with La Recta Provincia. Hello, my sweet strangelings. Do you like murders and solving mysteries? Of course you do. You're going to love this new immersive game called Hunt a Killer. Each box is a complete murder mystery you have to solve. So you're the detective and you get all the evidence and you go at your own pace to figure out who the killer is. It's great for game night because you can work together with others, and it's an indoor slash chill activity, so you don't have to go out and spend a ton of money. What a great solution, right? Hunt a Killer is available in a range of prices and game styles, including standalone single-part mysteries, jigsaw puzzles, multi-part crime cases, and an exclusive monthly subscription membership. So, go to huntakiller.com/somethingscary to get $10 off your purchase by using the code SCARY. Again, go to huntakiller.com/somethingscary and use the code SCARY for $10 off your purchase. I'm so excited for you guys to try it out. It's so much fun. June's Journey is unlike any other game you'll find online. It's a mystery and a thriller, both of which I love, and it's set in the 1920s, which gives it a real vintage vibe. And now June's Journey is celebrating its 5th anniversary starting September 19th. So they're going to be bringing out special events, rewards, and decorations. It's going to be even more fun, and it will feel like you're completely immersed in the adventure of finding clues and solving mysteries. I've had several of these moments with June's Journey, and in this game, you play as June Parker, an amateur detective. So it's more realistic in that respect, honestly. Amateur detective, you know what I mean? It's set in an era of Sherlock Holmes, so it totally transports you to another world. The mysteries are so fun to figure out, like seriously, like so much fun. I mean, especially when like you have to really think about it, you know, how to crack the code and things. Like I was saying before, you'll have to put your powers of observation to the test to solve the case. There's always new cases waiting to be solved with new chapters every week, so you never get bored. And if you love the unexplained, like most of us do on Something Scary, then I promise you, you will also love solving a good mystery. So find your inner detective. Join the 5th anniversary party now through October 2nd. Download June's Journey today, available on Android and iOS mobile devices, as well as on PC through Facebook Games. So tell me what you guys think in the comment section if you played this game. Thanks so much for listening. Like and share if this video gave you the chills. And don't forget to subscribe and turn on the bell for notifications. And did you know you can listen to Something Scary podcast right here on Snarled, or on Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you'd like to submit a story, send me an email at somethingscary@snarled.com. Thanks so much, and see you next time.